Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin today, just kind of a notice, been in contact over the weekend with IDES, the International Disaster Emergency Service, and they're on the ground in Kentucky, scouting out and making arrangements to be able to provide help and hope to people affected by Friday night's tornadoes. With that said, as soon as they're able to get into the areas that need the most help, I will likely be heading down to volunteer with them for a time. And so if you start looking for the morning devotions and you don't find them, chances are I've headed that way and internet connection is, in most storm areas, is one of the things that ends up being lost and difficult to connect. And so just kind of a notice that not only to let you know that it's, if you're not finding the morning broadcast, it's not something you're doing wrong, but also to let you know to pray. And to pray for me, for the work of those that would volunteer, but especially for those that are suffering great loss at this time. Today we begin in our prayer focus what will be end up being a two-week series on pursuing peace. And God's desire is that we pursue peace. And we're going to be looking at various aspects of that. And we're going to begin today with pursuing the life of a peacemaker. It might be better to say pursuing the lifestyle of a peacemaker. As I typed that out and that title, it almost sounded like an episode of a crime series. And it's not that we're trying to take the life of a peacemaker. We're trying to live the life of a peacemaker. And God's instruction is that we would do that. And that we become more like Him when we choose to be a peacemaker. Jesus said in Matthew 5:9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Many times we have a choice in the midst of conflict. Sometimes the choice doesn't seem real obvious. Sometimes it doesn't seem real pleasant. But we can choose to add to the conflict, or we can choose to work at resolution, at bringing peace, at gaining rather than losing. The difficulty with conflict of any kind is, as it continues, the losses simply grow. And living the life of a peacemaker says that my desire is that not only would people find peace with one another, but specifically they would find peace with God. It's one of the great roles that Jesus took on as He came to earth, as He lived, as He taught, as He served, as He died, as He was resurrected, as He ascended into heaven, was to reconcile people, to reconcile you and I to God. You see, without the forgiveness of sin, there is no reconciliation. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And God made a way to bring those two statements together to offer his son as the perfect lamb, the perfect sacrifice, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. As we approach Christmas and we celebrate the birth of Jesus, it's easy to lose sight of the person of Jesus. We love the baby in the manger. Sometimes we're not quite so sure what to do with the man on the cross. Yet when we understand the purpose of the life of Jesus was to reconcile mankind to God, to bring peace when conflict existed, we become more like God. We become the children of God. One way that we can often tell whose child a person is and who what parent they belong to is, well, they have a tendency to act like the parents. I've shared before that grew up in a small town, lived 20 years in a small town that was the kind of the hub of the community that I grew up in. And over those years, as I would spend time walking, and we'd walk to town with my daughter, and people would comment from time to time that they would say, "I don't know who you are, but I can tell you who your dad is." Because my walk, my mannerisms, my life, my appearance looked like my dad, sounded like my dad, acted like my dad. And I take that as a great compliment. And when we live the life, when we pursue the life, when we act like a peacemaker, we look and sound and behave as children of God. How do we do that? I believe sometimes the greatest means of pursuing and living this lifestyle of a peacemaker is learning to listen. Sometimes we think the role that we need is the middleman, the peacemaker between two parties who are at conflict with one another. And while that may be a role that we're called in to do from time to time, and that role itself can often be difficult, kind of the practice runs, the experience that actually becomes more common, or should become more common, is to take on the role of peacemaker in the relationships that we're in conflict with the person that we're not getting along with. You see, a peacemaker doesn't simply have to be a mediator between two unrelated parties. The peacemaker can be one of those parties. When we begin to live the life of a peacemaker, that's the role God took. The conflict wasn't between two human entities. It was between God and man. Between Him and us. And He Himself stepped into that role as peacemaker to clothe Himself like us, and to live with an understanding life and to listen and to do what it took to bring peace. At least the opportunity for peace. It's still our choice, and that's the tough part sometimes. Living as a peacemaker says that we're doing what we can. It doesn't mean that we have the ability to force peace upon anyone. But when we do our part, when we understand one another, when we listen for understanding, when we pursue the process of making things right, God says, as far as it depends upon you, live at peace with everyone. And He lets us know that all that we can do is our part. But we're expected to do our part. And so today, as we pray, I would encourage you to ask God to help you consider those areas of conflict that may exist in your relationships with others. Rather than immediately start thinking of people that you know that need to come to peace with one another, think of those that you may need to make peace with. And ask God to help you pursue this life, this lifestyle of being a peacemaker. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has brought you to being a peacemaker and making a way for there to be peace between us and you. Through the forgiveness of our sin, through the washing of our sin and stain and filth with the blood of Jesus. And God, as we consider the involvement from you in being that peacemaker and making a way for peace to exist between us and you, may we learn from that example as we consider the conflicts that we find ourselves in. God, today, help us to live with a clear mind that can see how to take on that role of peacemaker when we live life in conflict with someone. That we can do what we can, that we would do what we can to be a peacemaker, to listen with understanding, to do whatever is possible from our side while remaining faithful to you, while remaining faithful to your word, while living in obedience to truth. May we be that peacemaker that is involved in living as a child of yours. May we notice in those times when we find ourselves stirring up trouble rather than bringing peace. When we find ourselves causing a deliberate division rather than building a bridge. And Father, as we live as those who pursue this lifestyle of a peacemaker, may we be ever mindful of the message that we carry, that we ought to carry, of the greatest peace of all, of being reconciled with you. And God, as we learn to be reconciled with one another, may we share the message of reconciliation that we have and that is available to all through Jesus. Father, may our life exemplify Him May we lift up Jesus as the greatest peacemaker. The one that pursued us. The one that sought and continues to seek people who would choose to live at peace with you. Father, as we consider just how lost we are, may we accept the terms of peace that you have offered. Those terms that say we'll surrender everything to you. And as we live that life of surrender, may we call others to this same peace. And when we speak and share and live as peacemakers, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.